When was the last time you thought about bears? When we're children, they're omnipresent in fairy tales, storybooks, and stuffed animals. So for most of us adults, bears have an outsized place in the imagination. The intricate bear-human relationship is the subject of the new book, Eight Bears, Mythic Past and Imperiled Future, by Gloria Dickey. Gloria is an award-winning journalist and the global climate and environment correspondent at Reuters News Agency. Her writing has been published in The New York Times, The Guardian, National Geographic, Scientific American, and Wired, among other publications. Here she is to share five key insights from her book.
Hi, I'm Gloria Dickey, and I'm the author of Eight Bears, Mythic Past and Imperiled Future. Today I'm going to share with you five insights from my book. Insight number one, humans display a surprisingly high level of tolerance for bears. One thing that has stood out to me when reporting around the Mountain West on human-wildlife conflict has been people's attitudes towards bears compared with other predators. Ranchers and hunters always showed far more tolerance toward grizzly bears than they did wolves. Mention a wolf, and the whole mood darkens. But mention a bear, and they'll often share a fond anecdote with you. Why? The first animal most humans encounter in any form is the teddy bear. Perhaps this cribside companion has allowed us to view bears with a sense of kinship. And what of the stories we tell about predators? Consider the fairy tale antagonists. The big bad wolf reigns supreme in Red Riding Hood and the Three Little Pigs, but I've yet to encounter a tale featuring a villainous bear. Though brown bears were likely still roaming Germany's Black Forest, the ground zero of fairy tales, when the Brothers Grimm were spinning their most famous yarns. In Goldilocks and the Three Bears, arguably the most notable piece of bear folklore, our ire is not directed toward the bear family, but rather the intrusive human. Insight number two, humans have, and can again, make room for big animals on the landscape. Governments once issued bounties on the lower 48's 50,000 grizzly bears with the aim of eradication. Wherever they were found, bears were trapped, shot, and poisoned. Wilderness was slowly sanitized, and grizzly bear populations dwindled. State by state, the bear disappeared. Texas in 1890, New Mexico in 1931, and Colorado in 1953. By the mid-20th century, grizzly bears had almost been expunged from the continental U.S. Even black bears were pushed to the brink of local extinction in many places. Fewer than 12 individuals were thought to have remained in Mississippi, for example. But eventually, we reversed course, choosing to champion bears instead of kill them. Grizzlies now number nearly 2,000 in the lower 48 states, up from just a few hundred in the 1970s when they were first listed under the Endangered Species Act. We can recover large predators when we want to. Insight number three, bears hold a special place in northern cultures. Growing up in Canada, a place that colonizers once considered naming Ursalia, meaning place of bears, I'd always assumed that many countries had a bit of an obsession with bears, but that's not the case. The culture around bears is a pretty uniquely northern hemisphere phenomenon, despite bears, like the sun bear and the Andean bear, occurring well below the equator. Scholars even have a name for this, the circumpolar bear cult tradition, which posits that the veneration of bears is a key characteristic of cultures in the Northern Hemisphere, from the Sami in Scandinavia to the Inuit in Canada. As one anthropologist put it, since Paleolithic times, most ursids have been a source of potent ritual symbols, often offered as a sacrifice so that humans may communicate with the spirit world. But in the tropics, it's all about big cats. Insight number four, our relationship to pandas is unique within the animal kingdom. The cultural connection between people and pandas seems to transcend not only our relationship with the other seven species of bears, but perhaps with any other wild animal, or domesticated for that matter. The panda may be the only creature in the animal kingdom that today has been spared the worst of human nature. Beloved beasts like tigers, elephants, and rhinos are relentlessly exploited for their skins, tusks, or horns, and even man's best friend, the dog, occasionally finds himself on a menu. But not pandas. And despite their cute and cuddly appearance, they've never been abducted into the exotic pet trade either. That wasn't always the case. Pandas were once killed for their pelts, but in the 1960s, Mao Zedong's party banned all hunting of the bear. Anyone caught poaching a panda faced jail time or, under grave circumstances, the death penalty. In 1993, two men were handed death sentences in South China court for trafficking three panda pelts. In 2017, China changed the maximum penalty for panda poaching and smuggling to not less than 10 years or life imprisonment and a forfeiture of property. If only other vulnerable species were treated with such respect. And insight number five. Saving bears can't always be done on the ground. There's a tendency in conservation to only focus on protecting what's on the ground, since many species are threatened by habitat loss. But in the case of many of the world's bear species, there are larger forces at play. There's no way for us to simply conserve or set up national parks around Arctic sea ice. The polar bear can't simply be saved with measures to address habitat loss. Instead, its future depends on global action on climate change, and we are not heading in the right direction. At this point, scientists don't expect many of the world's 19 polar bear populations to persist far beyond the end of the century. The Andean bear, too, is seeing its cloud forest home shift to a higher altitude due to climate change. Those bears face an uncertain future if they're unable to adapt to using lower elevations and the Amazonian forest. To save species most threatened by climate change, it will truly take a global effort. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy my new book, Eight Bears, Mythic Past and Imperiled Future.
Thank you, Gloria. That was Gloria Dickey with five big ideas from Eight Bears, Mythic Past and Imperiled Future. For more animal stories, check out our book bite for Many Things Under a Rock, The Mysteries of Octopuses by David Scheel. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.